You're listening to Free Range Radio on UMFM.
I do not turn on my steel building radio. And hearing all the songs that you don't hear on your normal radio. Songs that could break your heart, but they would never give them a chance to start, to make their way up to the top of some pop chart. Yeah, but my DJ said, hey son, it's just a song.
Open, and into the room they ran.
Rock, weirdo!
The guitar amp was a bass man, and the bass man played upright. Then they looked round at each other, and they cried, "We are the best! Oh, we like unpopular music, and just look at the way we're dressed! Now roots, rock, weirdos, slapping each other's backs, using heavy cow language, they thought made them sound black! Roots, rock, weirdos, smoking a camel straight, making sure there's nothing up to date! Yeah!" Slow to anger, but that bark, he found it hard just to watch the air grow toxic with smoke and self-regard. So he jumped up on a bar stool and he called out loud and clear, "I don't know just what you weirdos want, but I don't want you in here." The room grew deathly silent. Then up from the stinking ranks rose a homely social worker, bowling shirt marked Hank. And dropping the fake black diction, he said, "Since you inquired, let me take stock of what we roots rock and weirdos desire." Fishnets for every woman, lipstick as red as flame, for every man a tattoo, a Chevy and a dumb nickname. Cigarettes in every shirt sleeve, black leather on every back, fanzines in every bookstore, LPs in each record rack, three chords in every pop song, four white guys in each band, a ruthless media empire to saturate this land. And with their old country comrades and our brothers in neo swing, we'll reclaim music from the kids for our thoughts and crackers.
Prefer your earlier work.
Yes, welcome everybody to Steel Belted Free Range Radio. My name is Jeff, your host, and I've been doing this since 2003, and well, it's our last time, almost 14 years. It's our last time. And that's what it took. That's what it took to get this man across from me to show up out of the blue. Did you know it was the last show? Or were you thinking you were coming back? Or
I thought I was invited back, but perhaps not. Maybe I'm wrong. But yes, it's an honor. It's an honor. I mean, sitting here with the man that put the Dow in Downton Abbey, member of the known as the Fifth Beatle, invented the question mark. You know, our friend and mentor.
Are you talking about the hockey guy?
No, I'm talking about you. Okay. I know. It's a real pleasure to be back. Yeah. Unfortunately, for the last time.
Somewhat questionable circumstances over there. You brought the lovely Mrs. Corky. Thank you very much for coming down here. And another ghost, the original Roots Rock Weirdos are back together. Welcome back to our old pal KK. How you doing?
Good. How are you?
Not bad. How you been over the past, 10 years.
Pretty swell. Yes. Super duper.
That's good. So I don't really know what to do. I didn't really plan anything. I know that's going to shock a lot of people, but I figured I'd just come and do my little show and then go home. And now
we ruined that.
Well, pretty much.
Showing up.
Yeah. So I guess if you have any requests or anything you want to, talk about or memories.
Like maybe Jared could turn the air conditioning on. It's like 100 degrees.
It's not too bad in here today. Remember how it was back in the olden days? It was way worse.
Just a sweat like a jar of pickles left out in the porch. But yeah, I'm telling you, that guy was... But I thought the little guy might be here, but...
Jared?
Yeah.
I kind of thought so too, actually, yeah. But yeah, even he doesn't care.
Jeez.
Finally. He's been trying to get rid of me on this show for years, so.
Finally.
Yeah.
Took me to show up, yeah. And KK to show up to do that.
Pretty much.
Yeah.
Yeah, so and if anybody wants to call in with, you know, questions, comments.
Is Dean still listening?
No.
Oh.
Dean's not?
No. Dean doesn't like us. Well, he might be listening, but he certainly doesn't call.
Okay.
Well, yeah.
Well, because I left, right?
That's pretty much it. I think pretty much that was it.
Well, I think he left. I think he left to be an underwear model. Until that unfortunate vacuum cleaner accident, and then it's ruined.
How many jokes do you have on this sticky pad?
I'm telling you, I prepared.
Yeah.
True professional.
Did you guys prepare any songs to play or anything?
I actually
did. Do you want me to play something? Do you want me to pull out some...
Of course, I've been out of touch for, you know...
Some Melissa Ferrick or anything like...
You know, I actually have about 10 Melissa Ferrick albums.
No, you don't, because you pawned them all off on me.
Did I give them all to you?
Yeah. They're all in my
basement. Who was that one guy that you liked and Jeff hated? Was it like...
That was just about everything I played.
Was it a Michelle or... Johnny? I don't know.
Oh, there were so many. If we went through all the songs that I played that Jeff didn't like... We'd still be on the air 10 years from now.
Yeah, I don't even know who you're talking about.
Yeah. Some of that stuff was as bad as the sushi in Tijuana, but that was...
Lucy's listening.
Is she listening?
Hi, Lucy. Yeah.
So I'll have to keep it...
She says it's nice to hear you both
still,
once again.
Still R-rated for Lucy then? Okay.
Of course. Yeah. We would expect nothing less. I don't know. The technology. Still rocking the iPod, eh? Is it working
okay?
Yeah,
the original. Look at that. The old
school. Mine's not working the way it used to. But you know, I got the streaming service now, so I don't really miss it as much, but I'm going to when I'm on a plane for 8 hours in a couple of days.
I'd lend you mine, but you know, you may not like
it. Oh, I thought that was my going away gift.
Well, I guess we could arrange something.
All right, it says it's...
Probably some treasures on that.
I bet.
That playlist for
that's
you.
That's why I wanted to pull it up here.
Yeah.
See what kind of treasures await. So that I can be forewarned. Oh, it's even called Still Belted.
Yeah. I went to the Head and Heart concert last night.
Oh, yeah. How was that?
They were fantastic. I'd like to thank the two girls that stood in front of me the entire night that screamed, visiting, going, woo, every few minutes, you know.
Yeah. Did they talk through the whole thing?
The whole thing.
Yeah.
To each other.
Love that.
To each other, like, you know, the only good part is one dropped her beer and it rolled down the aisle and she lost a 750 beer. It was sort of my, you know, I was a little happy about that. But other than that, it was a pretty good show.
All right. You want to introduce anything here or just should I just watch
what I put
it?
On there to tell you the truth.
Yeah. Actually, I just want to know if Terry actually created the playlist or if Mrs. Terry created the playlist.
I was in the room. I didn't invent hip hop, but I was there when it was done. Yeah. Miss Corky did it. Yeah.
So should I just start at the top and
you play a couple and then we can discuss. Okay. I know you're going to be thrilled.
It starts off with somebody I've never heard of before, so that always makes me nervous. But why not? It's new from this year, apparently.
Allegedly.
Yeah.
Who is it?
Mercy John.
Yeah, there we go.
All right, let's give it a try. From the album, This Ain't New York.
It sure isn't.
She shoots me. Maybe it's better to go her own way. exactly where she has been. How many girls became friends? Johnny's got a new tattoo today. It's got something to do with success. And how difficult it is to find a way. Cause nobody knows the right path. His way back home again after years of wandering around. Finally he came to understand that life doesn't change with the time. Time is all that we got.
Living in Montana once, I was married for a while. It rolled so easy, got to where she couldn't stand our place. Got to where she cringed at the way that I slept in eight. A butter bird, a finch she called Little Joe. Snowstorm, she ran outside and opened up the cage. Wake up, Ray, wake up, Ray. Wake up, Ray, and let's get out of here. This town's done nothing, it's clear. But try to do us in.
Wake up, friend. stars, then there was one. Twilight, midnight, then dawn. A billion stars, then there was one. We watched you fade, dim star of the Palisades, drowning.
Look at that, just like the olden days. Missed the end of the
prepared
song. Yeah, there's an old friend that we used to see back in the olden days, hey?
Yeah, Alison Russell, absolutely. Yeah.
And you went to see them.
We did. We went to the West End. And where we saw them?
Like September, October,
September,
I think.
Yeah. We saw them earlier at the Regina Folk Fest. They were there. Oh, and at the Winnipeg Folk Fest. So.
Yeah, that was a few years ago, though, right?
Last year.
Couldn't have been last year, because...
I think they're going to be at Edmonton, too.
Yeah, I think you're right about that. Right. Edmonton Folk Fest lineup is my favorite one in Canada so far, I think. But it's the same weekend as Trout Forest, which I have come to love and count on.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Are you doing some work there this year?
I usually host, yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah.
I haven't got the call
yet. I don't
yet,
want to let my people down.
No, they haven't phoned me yet. KK, have you got the call? Nothing, eh?
I should check my messages.
Yeah, it's probably coming through right now.
Anyway, that was Dim Star of the Palisades from the album Real Midnight. That one came out last year. And actually, I guess, did you do the Kickstarter thing or whatever? We had it like
for the
2015,
bird?
I think, wasn't it?
Yeah.
We had it way before it actually came out.
Yep.
And Richmond Fontaine in there, they sadly called it a day recently, hey?
Yeah, one of Stu Reed's favorite bands. Or him, Richmond Fontaine. He actually told me that himself.
Stu did?
Stu Reed said, yeah.
Richmond Fontaine.
I turned him on to him, and he said became one of his favorite acts.
I feel like you might be making that up, but I felt like that a lot when you were on the show. We heard Wake Up Ray. You can't go back if there's nothing to go back to. It's the name of the record. How apropos.
Yeah, totally.
And Mercy John kicked it off with a song called Back Home from This Ain't New York. Not bad.
Thank you. Yeah.
Yeah.
Just a couple little nuggets that I dug up.
That means the stinker is coming yet. And Well, I know at least a couple of these aren't stinkers, so it could be all right. We heard from our pal Tim Hawkins during the set, and he called to wish us well, and he said it's good to hear from you folks, and to invite folks to come see Parker Millsap at the Park Theater this summer. And Tim and Jan are hawking tickets, as is Eugene. $15, no fees, nothing like that.
Can't go wrong with that.
Yeah, it's crazy. I was just going to look up the date there. I guess I didn't nearly have enough time.
Yeah,
to look that up, but July 19th,
the 19th
of July. Yeah, $15 for a Parker Millsap, internationally renowned.
Oh,
and the Reverend Rambler also on the bill. Well, that's crazy.
Yeah, for $15.
Yeah,
that kid. And Parker is a talented kid. He is good. People won't be disappointed.
Yeah. Hey, you know who else is excited about that? And an old friend of yours, apparently. Our pals, we see them all the time now, Terry and Marianne.
Oh, right, yeah.
They live close to us now.
Right.
They're also very excited about that show, and they're having a house concert this Sunday.
Great, a couple of young gals. I looked them up, yeah.
They're pretty great.
Yeah, are you going?
Yeah.
Who is it?
Abigail LaPelle. She put out a record recently that I absolutely love. And Dana Sipos. I'll play you something.
Yeah, yeah.
Maybe I should do that now. Should
sure.
I do that now?
Yeah.
I should do that now.
Throw them a bone.
All right. You guys still aren't very good at filling while I look this stuff up.
No, we're terrible.
Okay.
It's been so long.
How about let's play this one. Yeah, sure. All right, so Sunday it'll be we're having a barbecue at 5:00.
So it's coming sort
eat
of
some
a,
burgers.
A late afternoon show.
Yeah, and then the show will start promptly at 7:00. You'll be in bed at a reasonable hour, and you'll have a hell of a good time. It'll be fun.
Thanks, buddy. Is that an offer? Like you're looking at me when you said.
Well, I didn't mean in bed with me.
Oh,
I just meant,
okay. Because you were looking right at
well,
me.
Well, it was the longing in my eyes. I can
okay.
tell. This is a great record. It's called Hide Nor Hair, and I think you're gonna like it a lot.
Okay.
Yeah,
got
playing this Sunday. Our friends called the T&A Garage.
Good name.
Thought you might like it.
it is
actually in their garage.
1-800 number. So
yeah,
they do it in their garage.
Yeah,
well,
but
cool.
it's not. It is not a garage where you park your car. It is done up.
Wow.
Nice.
It's like a rec room.
It is.
Yeah.
It really is.
Yeah.
It's beautiful. And they do it. Yeah, they do it so well. And it'll be a lot of fun. There's still tickets available. So if anybody wants to come, we'd love to have you. Here's Abigail LaPelle. Still Belted Radio.
Oh, sang the night bird to the morning bird. Oh, don't you go, don't you go. Oh, to the night bird sang the morning bird. Oh, now you know, now you know. Why, oh, why sang the night bird to the morning bird? Oh, why, tell me so, tell me so. Oh my, little night bird sang the morning bird. Oh my, now you know, oh now you know. Thank you. me outside to the edge of the lake where our lives and memories lie, fragmented and at stake, frozen in time, frozen in line, undeveloped photographs of the mind. So farewell, farewell, fare thee well, farewell. Holes in the eyes, filled with longing and doubt. Sweet release comes when feet into the bottom. Sins and new beginning, scattered to the north wind, shed all your snake skin and draw out all your suffering.
A Mona Lisa smile upon your face. Your hands are jammed inside your pockets, but they're counting down the days. You got tickets on the weekend to see DOA. All ages leaping from the stages. Joey's in the pulpit preaching, smash the stage. In his green Mac jacket and his sleeves all cut away. In a sea of sweat, we were floating away. Down at the Odd Fellows Hall, with the big and the small, we'll be slamming away. Baby, spike up your hair, raise your fist in the air, nothing stands in our way. Never. David's got the liquor, but here's the shit kicker. Cops were in the corners, casing out the place. We get sent home to our parents with our tails between our legs. No more tickets on the weekend to DOA. Down at the Odd Fellows Hall, with the big and the small, we won't be slamming away. Fist in the air, but something stands in our way. Hobnobbing with the poor, sneaking through the back door. Sister, she never pays. Baby punks at the scene, we won't pretend that we're mean. It's just a part that we play. Gabba gabba, hey hey hey. Just like actors in Gabba, hey, hey, hey. Tickets on the weekend. No more tickets on the weekend. Tickets on the weekend. Tickets on the weekend. No more tickets on the weekend. Try to let it all go.
Yeah, how do you like that?
That was, as we say in the business, tasty.
That's our pal Leroy Stagger. Yeah.
We used to play a lot of Leroy Stagger.
I know. From his album Love Versus. That's Enemy Inside.
That was good.
I was just trying to look through the list. You know, I was one thing that I actually did on the Steel Belted website, I updated the past guests list. And I think I have it complete now. I didn't have it complete. And then Jane said, "Do you remember that time that Son of Dave was on your show?" And I was like, "Well, I tried to forget about that, and it turned out it wasn't on the list, so I had to go and add a couple to the list." But
so was it for Steel Belted or
yeah.
Tell the Band to Go?
Yeah, yeah. So of course you remember the first show on September 11th, 2003. We had Ron Sexsmith here, which, you know,
yes,
I don't know why we didn't give up. But then after that, our next guest was Jason Collette. Remember when he came on? Nobody knew who he was. There was like seven of us at the West End or something for that show. I think Nathan opened, didn't they?
Yeah. Yeah. Didn't we all wear name tags that said Nathan?
That's right. Yeah. My name is.
Yeah.
I think I was there.
My name is Nathan, yeah.
And then we had Jason Plum. I don't know if you remember that.
Oh, the Satellite of Love.
Yeah.
Didn't we go to the Pyramid and watch a show there? And there was about nine
of
us there.
Yeah. Yeah. But it was a super early show. It was like the only early show I think I've ever seen at the Pyramid.
At the Pyramid.
So I think nobody knew that it was starting that early or something. And then, we had Jim Bryson on the phone talking about shopping at Canadian Tire and all kinds of weird things.
Right.
Who else is notable back in the early days? Colin Linden came in early in 2004. That was pretty good. Oh yeah. We talked to Leroy on the show in 2004. Nathan came by.
Ox.
Yeah. Yeah. October 7th, 2004.
And QR Buckle. And
my legendary interview with Martin Tielli of the Real Statics,
October
14th, 2004.
That might have been the best interview ever.
It was such a classic. Memorable.
Yeah.
All right.
These, I'm pretty sure I was there, but I don't remember. Like Hayes Carl. He was in the studio?
Yes.
You might have been...
Serena Ryder? I don't remember being in here.
Actually, you guys weren't here. I taped that with her.
Now I remember that.
Yeah. Yeah. Who else? Talked to Martin Joseph a bunch of times.
Yeah, Martin was in.
Remember the Welcome Back Carters? Remember that show?
Welcome Back.
I thought they were great, and then we never, ever heard from them again. I think we broke up the band, actually.
Their show was canceled, yeah.
Yeah.
I remember Terry and I's first interview without you.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, right, yeah.
That's actually not on the list. I couldn't figure out when
Carrie
that
Catherine
happened.
Catherine and Peter Katz.
That's right. Yeah,
I was terrified.
You were an old pro.
No.
Yeah, you wore that low cut top, and it was like it ran smooth.
There you go.
Yeah.
Who else is on this list? Greg Glasgow. Oh. That was a little weird.
Who's the one of the cow cells? Didn't we have?
We had Jeffrey Hatcher
right after that.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah.
Keith McPherson used to call from Canadian Idol.
I remember that.
I love that. We got the inside scoop all the time. What was going on Idol?
He's friends with my friend Amy now.
Oh, yeah?
Is he?
Isn't he like a life coach or some motivational speaker?
He does like yoga and teaching
stuff. Oh, right. Yeah.
Rami Mays and Dustin Bentall came in together in 2007. That was pretty good.
I think Rami came in once with her daughter.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Paul Kelly came on the show, a little guy from Australia.
Right, and how to make gravy was an issue. He didn't want to make any gravy that day.
He did it. He was nice about it, but I don't think it's coincidence that we haven't spoken since then. Yeah.
But he did do the song for
you.
He did.
But he glared at me the whole time.
And he did a fabulous job. It's not he like couldn't remember the lyrics or...
Yeah.
I don't know why he didn't want to play that.
Yeah.
No. Yeah.
Brock Zeman and Dan Walsh.
Walsh, there's a name.
We met Brock Zeman for the first time, I think, on this show.
Yeah.
And we've been good buddies ever since.
Yeah, he's played your house, the Sunset Saloon.
Almost every year we've been in existence. He was the first performer in 2009, and almost every year since then.
Since then.
Stu Reed kind of screwed it up last year. He may be back in the fall.
Right on.
Yeah.
Beautiful.
Thanks to Jim Bryson not wanting to tour.
He's not touring?
Well, okay, I guess I can say this now, but Brock planned this tour because Jim plays with Brock's best friend, side guy, Blair Hogan, and right. Jim plays with Blair a lot now. So he booked this tour across Canada, well, across the West anyway, with Brock opening and then Jim Brayson headlining, and they had a show at the West End planned. Jim decided he didn't want to do it.
He didn't want to go.
Yeah.
Just so gotta get the tomato.
Might be back at the old Sunset Saloon instead.
Yeah, hey.
Yeah.
That'd be fun.
Well, you remember that show in 2009? It was Bad Thursday. Dan Mangan came in first. He cruised in, even though his car wouldn't go over like 60 kilometers an hour. He drove in from Brandon, like in second gear or something. And then Brock and Dan Walsh and Blair came in and played. And then the Deep Dark Woods came and played after that.
That's right.
Well, they came and they didn't want to play, but I made them go out to the car and get
their stuff,
a guitar.
Yeah. It's probably a good thing you did because it wouldn't have been there after the show anyway.
Yeah. Hey, you know what? We're going commercial-free tonight.
What?
What are they going to do, fire me? Listening to CJUM 101.5 UMFM at the University of Manitoba. There you go. That's all the commercial
you need. Can blame it on us.
Anything else? Yeah.
You just blame it on KK.
Sure.
As usual.
All right. Do we want to hear some classics or go back to the T-Bar list or what?
I want some classics. I want
I thought
stuff
people were going to call in, and then we haven't heard from anybody except Tim.
What?
It's too nice outside.
I kind of feel like nobody cares.
You think Dean, at least on the last show, would phone
so.
In? Nothing, eh?
No.
I want to hear some classics. I want the 10 years ago stuff.
Yeah?
I can't even remember 10 years.
Oh,
I got one. Dragon
yeah,
up.
Matt Mays, yeah. I got one that always takes me back here.
The Rio Statics.
No.
I don't think we ever played that on our show, did we?
I'm sure I did. Oh, hang on. Hang on, I got this. Oh, this one.
We got to fill the air, Terry.
Oh, I've got to fill the air. Yeah, I was you expecting you to say something,
really
not me.
Good at that.
Jeez.
Why isn't it coming in?
Man.
Oh, there we go. Yeah, here's one that'll take you back instantly. You'll remember the good old days. Way back in 2004.
When we used to be able to drink in the studio.
Steel Belted Classic.
Special all through the night. strong and it's never cold. And when you order fish and chips, they bring in such a nice big piece of soul. If it were my last supper, I'd head down there with Perry Nicholson. And we chin and we chat about this and that, just me and him.
cause everyone wanna go. It's the place where I go, where they know who I am. In trouble just left, I heard the screen door slam.
Got back from the time machine.
Yeah. Yeah.
Remember that Matt Mays show when he opened for Kathleen Edwards? And
oh,
he was just, he looked lost up there.
Didn't he forget half of his equipment?
Well, he went to Salvation or the Army Surplus and bought a harmonica.
And
couldn't get it to stay in his holder.
And he stayed at the, what was that hotel?
Was it the Quality?
Was it
the Quality? Quest? Or the
Quest
on
Quest.
Ellis?
Yeah.
Where, yeah. Yeah, the beds were all named Presty. Yeah. And
the West End used to put spotty people up there all the time. Jim Bryson stayed there once, and yeah,
yeah, oh,
really
yeah,
went
was
on a limb.
Great spot.
People, yeah, from Matt's self-titled debut, that was Where Am I Going. Before that, then the Cash Brothers from their terrific album How Was Tomorrow. Weird Night Shift Guru, and one-hit wonder Bruce Nauer. Actually, there were a couple of good songs on that record that we used to play.
I only remember that one.
There was a Beatles cover, and then there was one other song that was pretty good, but definitely that was the smasheroo.
Who was there was somebody else we played a lot. There was a one-hit wonder. The song was called
The Rocky Fortune.
They were, yeah, that was a Rocky.
That's still a great song.
What's the name of that song, Corky?
I have no idea.
Oh, that one.
That song, it was. Yeah. I didn't mean to be faithless or.
By who?
I don't know. if I know who did it.
You better not think about this too long.
No, yeah, we're running out of time.
You have to come back next week.
I think we can carry on all night long, though. I think.
Yeah, we locked the door, so Terry's not getting in.
Is she still here?
Yeah.
Oh, cool.
Yeah.
Oh, I loved her show.
I know. You still could if you listen.
Well, we're out in the middle of nowhere.
We have an app now.
We got internet, you know.
Oh, do we?
Oh, yeah.
We don't even get CBC out there.
There's an app. Yeah, you can listen to it on your phone.
Yeah.
Well, I don't get cell service out there.
You got
the internet. Come on. You're on the internet.
It's very slow.
Download a podcast.
I guess I could do that. Yeah. That's sounding pretty techy now.
Yeah, I don't want to put you out.
Yeah.
You want to go back to your list, or you got something else you want to?
Well, I don't know. There's a Henry Wagons tune on there.
That's true.
That KK might like.
Why would I like it?
Well, you liked Henry Wagons.
I liked his performance. Honestly, can't remember a single song. But.
Really? A little too much wine.
They bring it right to you when you're there.
I know it's
Barb does.
Barb brings it.
And at Interstellar Rodeo, was it last year or the year before?
Last.
Barb was delivering wine to somebody, and Henry Wagons jumped off the stage and like
that was last year, yeah.
Took a. I think it was actually beer.
Was it? Yeah.
And
back
chugged
a
one
beer
of the beers.
And, yeah.
Did they deliver beer too? I thought they just delivered wine.
No, they don't bring you anything you want.
Really?
Yeah. Oh, it's a
what
great
a festival.
Yeah.
How
it's
civilized.
A good time. Get your tickets, because I think we were talking about that. They're capping it, I think, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, so.
Maybe I should get a ticket. Eh?
My mic smells funny. What's going on with that?
All right. Why don't we play a couple more? If anybody's got any requests or anything they want to say, 204-269-8636. I guess I should have given out the phone number a long time ago.
Yeah, that's why no one's calling, because nobody
204-269-8636. Or you can send us an email, jeff@telebandagohome.com.
And not Steel Belted Radio.
No, that one never worked.
No.
Yeah. It kind of did.
No, not really, no. Or maybe it was when I took over that things all went to hell.
Are you transferring all my photos over to...
Have you looked at the Famous Faces page? It's still up there. It hasn't been updated in a long time, but it's still there.
Is it still there?
And there's still that one photo that I cannot figure out who it is life of me.
No one came up with that.
No. No, it's still a mystery.
We'll have to put it on a milk carton. Can't
remember it.
Put it on a milk carton.
I guess. So okay. Why don't we play? Oh, you got Dory Freeman on here. I love Dory Freeman.
Yeah. Hey, there you go.
Yeah, she's
me
terrific.
And you.
Okay. Well, let's play it.
Okay.
Well, the boss man said you better get up cold, way down in the belly of the earth below. Get it up quick. And get it up strong, cause the walls of the mind don't hold that long. I said I work all night, I work all day, yeah, well, I work all night, I work all day. I said I work all night, I work all day, cause ain't nobody gonna pave my way. Well, the young little mama, she stands at home with a big fat baby on her old hip bone. Four little young'uns just a-running around, and their daddy's laying 6 feet underground. I said I work all night, work all day, yeah, well, I work all night, I work all day. I said I work all night, I work all day, cause ain't nobody gonna pave my way. Well, the warden said, you better pick up speed, you better break those rocks till your knuckles bleed. Swing of that pick, bend your knees, you got 29 years till your chains are free. I said, I work all night, I work all day, yeah, well, I work all night, I work all day. I said, I work all night, I work all day, cause ain't nobody gonna pave my way. Well, a young little mama, she's a-walking home from a 12-hour day at the factory dome. Hands in her pocket and a knife in one, cause every cat caller's trying to have his fun. Said, I work all night, I work all day, yeah, well, I work all night, I work all day. I said, I work all night, I work all day, cause ain't nobody gonna pave my way. Well, the farmer said, you better get up, hey, you better break your back and earn your pay. $2 cold in my empty hand and 5 in the pocket of the white young man. I said, I work all night, I work all day, yeah, well, I work all night, I work all day. I said, I work all night, I work all day, cause ain't nobody gonna pave my way. Ain't nobody, ain't nobody, ain't nobody gonna pave my way. Ain't nobody, ain't nobody, ain't nobody gonna pave my way.
I've been carried on the back of my head. I'm eating the dirt of the pavement. I taste the liquor on the back of my breath. Think I might have deserved this. The world has turned since the sun came up. Seems I lived a thousand lives. I need a drink just to finish this up, bartender, if you wouldn't mind. Then walks a little genie, 5 feet 5, leopard print get up, legs for miles, whiskey on the rocks and a familiar smile. I say next thing's next, my face is on the tiles. I've been carried here on the back of my hip. I'm eating the dirt of the pavement. I taste a liquor on the back of my breath. I can't pretend I might have deserved. We'll be right back.
As I move towards the light, I see my uncle and my granny welcoming me to the other side. They told me I was early, but I was happy to retire. I thought I was right on time. But in the land of the dead, it's such a warm embrace. But now I'm back on the floor, bloody nose under my face. People crowded around me, asking Henry, what the hell to please? Hey. Then a voice rippled like a ship in a fog. He said, I'm the one that hit you, and you're lucky you weren't shot, cause I had my pistol pointed straight at you.
Just a one of a kind. How many dollars do I need, sir? You know I sure don't have a lot. There must be something we can work out. Well, I'll take it anyway. I guess I could make room for one. A bottle of rum for you and me together, rotting into the sun. Live without care, with the wind in my hair. I'm driving through the desert, yeah, I'm going. Take me where the weeds take me, far away, weeds take me. I can't stay, weeds take me, any place today. Imagine myself in an automobile, 100 miles an hour, if you know how I feel. My mind, keep my worries behind. Might even reach the borders, just a matter of time. Yeah, now. Say, take me where the wheels take me. Far away, wheels take me. I can't stay. Wheels take me any place today. Oh, I'm going to San Diego. Here I come, San Francisco. Won't be long, Sacramento. Oh, yeah, in the sun, I just might go. Oh, I said I'm going to San Diego. San Diego, San Jose, San Francisco. Just my goal for the
All right. You got no. I wasn't gonna. What happened there?
I thought I'm gonna take over the board.
Maybe.
I think it needs to be me again.
No kidding.
I think I did a pretty good job.
Yeah, that's
true. You did really good.
Feels weird just sitting here and not pushing buttons.
The buttons.
That's Terry's pushing all the buttons tonight.
Yeah. If I'm going to run the board, we would have Jared's number handy, just in case.
it's right there.
It's right. I see it there.
That's the Terry Wilson Hall of Fame. Kaleo. I don't know this.
KK went to see them. I was away, but KK went and said the show was fabulous.
He opened for Lumineers.
Oh, yeah, well.
It's my favorite album this year. The first half is really rocking. The second half is mellow, like that song we just heard. He's from Iceland.
Iceland.
He's extremely good looking. Just like...
Extremely?
It's like he looks like a model. I don't know how to...
To say it any differently.
Exactly.
Similar to your host tonight.
We heard Henry Wagons in there with King Hit from the album After What I Did Last Night. And Dory Freeman, Ain't Nobody, from her self-titled album.
I like Dory.
Yeah, I like her a lot, yeah.
I'd like to see some of those people come to town, you know, maybe.
Yeah.
You know, I'd like to see a bunch of girl stuff happen.
So you got anything else to say? Should we blow the rest of our time on
the
most requested song in Steel Belted history?
Well, it is bath night, so but you know, I guess I can stick around for a while.
I'll play it. Yeah.
Choctaw Bingo?
Yeah, I don't know if anybody's listening, but
are you kidding? The board
Ron loves that one, and Dale likes that one.
Oh,
and,
the phone will light up like a Christmas tree.
Yeah. Which version, though? Where did it go? Oh, I'm so confused.
Uh-oh, it's missing in action. It's like they say in Saskatchewan, it's time to marry your brother-in-law. Or something like that. I'm not sure.
Or should play the Live and Aught 3 version, right?
Yeah.
Where is it?
Yeah, Live and Aught 3, yeah.
There it is.
Yeah, Corky knows all the words, too.
We might not have time for the whole thing.
Oh, right.
Yeah.
Sorry, we could play something else. Well, I just thought that was a...
Think faster. I got to start
it. Yeah. Hit that button.
All right. Do it.
Let's do it. We'll interrupt it in a couple of minutes.
Okay.
Cool.
Oh, I should turn it up.
All right.
Remember what James always says. The best part is even better if you're moving when it happens.
Start this next set with a song about the North Texas, Southern Oklahoma crystal methamphetamine industry. Kids and give them a little bit of vodka and a cherry coke. We're going to Oklahoma to the family reunion for the first time in years. It's a bit Uncle Slayton's, cause he's getting on in years. You know he no longer travels, but he's still pretty spry. He's not much on talking, he's just too mean to die. And they'll be coming down from Kansas and from West Arkansas. It'll be one great big old party like you never saw. Uncle Slayton's got his Texan pride. Back in the thickets with his Asian bride. He's got an Airstream trailer and a Holstein cow. Still makes whiskey cause he still knows how. He plays that Choctaw Bingo every Friday night. You know he had to leave Texas, but he won't say why. He owns a quarter section up by Lake Eufaula. Caught a great big old blue cat on a drifting jug. Mine sells his hardwood timber to the chipping mill. Cooks that crystal meth because the shine don't sell. It cooks that crystal meth because the shine don't sell. You know he likes that money, he don't mind the smell. We'll be right back.
cousin Roscoe, Slayton's oldest boy from his second marriage up in Illinois. Raised in East St. Louis by his mama's people, where they do things different. Thought he'd just come on down. He's gone to Dallas, Texas in a semi-truck called from that big McDonald's. You know, the one that's built up on that great big old bridge across the Will Rogers Turnpike. Took the big cabin exit, stopped and bought a carton of cigarettes at that Indian smoke shop with the big neon smoke rings in the Cherokee Nation. Hit Muskogee late that night. Somebody ran the stoplight at the Shawnee bypass. Roscoe tried to miss him, but he didn't quite. And May come up from some little town way down by Lake Texoma, where he coaches football. They were two-way champions now for 2 years of running, but he says they won't be this year. No, they won't be this year. And he stopped off in Tushka at that pop knife and gun place, bought a SKS rifle and a couple full cases of that steel core ammo with a damn primers from some East Block nation that no longer needs a man. Desert Eagle, that's one great big old pistol. I mean, 50 caliber made by badass Hebrews and some surplus tracers for that old BAR of Slayton's. Soon as it gets dark, we're gonna have us a time. We're gonna have us a time. Have us a time.
Having us a time.
Hanging out well. Yeah.
Jeffrey,
there it is. Steel Belted Radio.
One hell of a ride.
In the books.
It was an honor just to be in the studio with you.
Well, it was fun hanging out with you guys for a long time. And then thanks for surprising the hell out of me by showing up tonight.
Showing up. Screwed everything up completely.
Well, pretty much. But screwed it up in the best way. So,
yeah.
Thanks for being here, and thanks to everybody who's listened and supported us over the years. It's been a lot of fun. I should mention, I forgot. I'll be back on Sunday, of course, 2 to 4 p.m. Tell the band to go home. Two music festivals this weekend. The kickoff to festival season. Saturday is the Prairie Wind Music Festival in Cypress River.
Right.
You ever been to that one? It's not bad. And the Back 40 Folk Festival on Sunday. And they're both super cheap and good. Of course, we're going to the house concert on Sunday night at TNA Garage. It's going to be a lot of fun. On Sunday, we might actually talk to Dietmar on Sunday on the show.
Really?
Yeah, about his festival.
Maybe I'll phone in and...
I'm going there.
Find out. Yeah, no kidding. That's quite a little trip.
You can't weasel your way in.
I can't?
No.
Are you sure? If he's listening tonight, he may want me on the show.
It's 2 in the morning there, isn't it?
It's 2 in the morning there?
Yeah, pretty much, yeah.
Is it?
Yeah, all right. Terry's coming in, Venus Envy. Thanks, everybody, for listening. Tune in next week for Skippy. Skippy's going to be back on Free Range Radio Thursday nights. Next week.
I love that
little
squirrel.
Thanks for the music, Jeff.
Well,
thanks.
It's been fun.
We don't have to go home. We just can't stay here.
That's right.